Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Good day. Here are the stories for the Manila Times for Sunday, April 28, 2024. Today's episode is brought to you by Wilcon Depot, the Philippines' leading home improvement and construction supplies retailer, your trusted building partner. Read, police expand hunt for Quiboloy. The Philippine National Police, PNP, on Saturday said it expanded the scope of its manhunt for embattled Kingdom of Jesus Christ leader Pastor Apollo Quiboloy and his co-accused in the sexual charges and other court cases against them. In a press conference in Quezon City on Saturday, PNP spokesman Jean Fajardo said the manhunt for Quiboloy was no longer limited to the Davao region. Fajardo said that the PNP is closely working with the National Bureau of Investigation in the hunt for the fugitive pastor in other parts of the country. Read, Gate Chalian second top performing government exec. Social Welfare Secretary Rexlon Rex Gate Chalian is the second top performing cabinet official based on the recent Bozizing Bayan survey by the RP Mission and Development Foundation Incorporated based on RPMD's survey conducted from March 18 to 24, whose results were released on Friday. Gate Chalian received an 89% job approval rating and a 91% trust rating. The Bozizing Bayan study involved 10,000 participants from the Philippines' 67.75 million registered voters who were interviewed in person. Read, 34 LGUs unite to protect West PHC. The Department of the Interior and Local Government, DILG, has launched a group of 34 local government units, LGUs, supporting the government's efforts to protect and assert the sovereign rights of the country over the West Philippine Sea, Local Government Secretary Benjamin Abalos Jr. said Saturday. Abalos said the DILG identified the group as its first national summit of the West Philippine Sea LGUs. Business, Calabarzon needs more infra development. Over to business, economists in the government and academe agreed that Calabarzon region's stature as a manufacturing hub is poised for further growth, but they pointed out that more interventions are needed to support the expansion of production activities as well as the movement of goods and raw materials. The Philippine Statistics Authority reported that the value of the five province region's economy breached the P3 trillion barrier in 2023. Calabarzon, Cavite, Laguna, Batangas, Rizal and Quezon also maintained its position as the second largest contributor to the gross domestic product, accounting for 14.7% last year. Only the National Capital Region contributed more, accounting for 31.2% of the final tally in 2023. However, Calabarzon narrowly missed its 6-7% gross regional domestic product, GRDP, target last year, growing by a still respectable 5.2%. Sports, SMB, Magnolia step-up bid for playoffs bonus. In sports, still unbeaten after 8 games, San Miguel Beer, SMB, now pushes further when it goes for another victory against NLEX to formally secure a top 2 seeding heading to the playoffs as the PBA Season 48 Philippine Cup elimination round heads to the final stretch on Sunday at the Phil Sports Arena in Pasig City. The Beermen march to their 8th straight win after vanquishing the Magnolia Hotshots, 98-91, on Friday in their first encounter since SMB beat its sister team, 4-2. In the Commissioner's Cup title series last February, SMB faces NLEX in their 6:15 p.m. collision, preceding the match between Magnolia, 5-3, and Meralco, 4-5, at 3 p.m., where a win or a loss has serious playoff implications. Read, opinion and editorial. Marlon Ronquillo is today's front page columnist, as he believes the Marcos administration's centerpiece program crashed and burned. Today's editorial calls for more plans against traffic and not experiments. Read the full version in the paper's opinion section or listen to the voice of the Times. For more news and information, read the Manila Times on print, subscribe to its digital edition or log on to www.manilatimes.net. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok and LinkedIn, and be part of our communities on Viber, Telegram, and Mastodon.
Our longest trusted English newspaper since 1898. Now available digitally. Computer, order the Manila Times Digital Edition. Subscribed. Get the Manila Times Digital Edition for less than 2 pesos and 50 centavos per day when you sign up for 1 year. The Manila Times, news source of choice, trusted since 1898.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.